And now to a story from Arizona, where the Department of Homeland Security is examining its policy on deadly force along the U.S.-Mexico border. In less than 2 years, U.S. Border Patrol agents have killed 18 Mexican citizens there, including 8 people who were throwing rocks. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
One evening last month, Border Patrol agents responded to a report of 2 drug smugglers jumping the fence between the twin cities of Nogales, Arizona and Nogales, Sonora. As the agents approached, a group of people on the Mexican side began throwing rocks at them. The Border Patrol says the agents told the people to stop, and when they didn't, one agent opened fire.
Good evening. New details are emerging tonight surrounding a teenager shot and killed by a Border Patrol agent last week.
Within days, news outlets identified the victim.
16-year-old Jose Antonio Elena Rodriguez.
He was not one of the smugglers, but he was shot numerous times through the fence in Mexico. Many in Mexico were outraged, and it was not an isolated incident. Since 2010, 6 of the 8 people killed by Border Patrol agents while throwing rocks were on the Mexican side of the border. Ricardo Alde is a spokesman for the Mexican embassy in Washington.
By no means I'm minimizing our own challenges and our need to keep strengthening security on our side of the border. This is about the disproportionate use of force, the use of lethal force in cases like this.
The Border Patrol didn't respond to our request for comment, but it says rocks have caused hundreds of injuries to agents in just the last year. The agency is on record saying it considers rock throwing to be deadly force, which sometimes demands the same in response. We did get a copy of Customs and Border Protection's Use of Force Manual. Some of it is redacted, but nowhere in the readable parts is rock throwing mentioned. Former Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Ralph Basham told the PBS show Need to Know that agents need latitude when they encounter people because they often don't know what threat they face.
You don't know what they represent. It could be that day worker, or it could be a terrorist, or it could be a cartel smuggling drugs or people.
The Border Patrol has vehicles reinforced with cages to protect agents from rocks. Critics want to know why agents don't use rubber bullets to respond or just get out of range of the rocks. And when agents do kill someone in Mexico, Vicky Galbeca wants to know why they're rarely held accountable. Galbeca, who heads the ACLU's Regional Center for Border Rights in New Mexico, says a Border Patrol agent should face the same discipline a police officer would away from the border.
And to argue otherwise would mean the U.S. agents could intentionally shoot Mexican or Canadian citizens across the border with no accountability for their actions.
Mexico's ambassador has said the perception that Border Patrol agents have impunity to shoot across the border and kill Mexican citizens adds to mistrust and damages security between the two nations. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Coming up, our cover story, Legalized Marijuana is Here. You're listening to Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News.